And then we're ready. Once we've untangled all the cords that I tangled in a drunken stupor last time, now I'm in a new drunken stupor, an untangling type of stupor.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it,
fuck you. Buddy, I'm in a party mood. I just wanted to keep listening to songs. Remember how I said that you could tell if I was drunk because I would sing? You know, another good way to tell if I'm drunk. My surname, when people call me Sir, is Dirk. And so there's a thing out there called the Dirk Walk. This is not invented by us, Dirks. Okay, this is not something like, oh yeah, I got a real pimpish walk. This is a very flamboyant, bouncy, stupid-looking walk that's been invented, okay? Bunch of change in my pocket. You can already tell this is going to be a quality show. The Dirk Walk is real bouncy, and it's just something we can't help but do. This is why I cannot listen to music when I'm walking around in general, because what'll happen is I'll start Dirk Walking. Which is like boom, tick, boom, tick, boom, 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 instead of a normal walk, which is like no music, just walking. There's no boom, tick, boom, with a normal walk, you know? But with a Dirk walk, believe it. You better fucking believe there's a boom, tick, boom, okay? I just Dirk walked home from a big event. Another good way to tell I'm drunk, besides Dirk Walk, is, you know, if it's 1 a.m. and I decide to run home from wherever I was located, or at least run the last maybe half mile. Something about when I'm real drunk, I start to get impatient. You know what I mean? I start to think, screw this. I am better than this walking home at this time of night. I'm going to run home. That's way better. Think about it. Productive people are probably jogging home at this time. I think that's one of the secrets that they tell you in business school is like, when you're real wasted and you're walking home because you were too drunk to drive, run instead. This is a time saving, that's a life hack that you'll never forget. Dirk Walk too is, you know, just real noticeable. I've had people tell me they recognized me as being part of that family based on walk alone, you know? That's all it took. And they said, oh, that guy is related to this other family. This is really good. So tonight, I had this list of things to do before I turned 30, you know? This is a 30 before 30 thing, which I'm told is, like, done by girls who like Pinterest, but fuck it, I did it too. Because deep down, that's all I am. All I try to do is deny it. But this is the truth. That's what I am. And one of the things on that list was to do a comedy open mic. And I did it, my friends. I went. I did some time. Told some tales, much like on this show. And I think it went okay. There were like 10 people there. You know, because it's fucking a holiday. How many people are going to show up to a bar on a Monday when no one's in town? Everything was slow, you know? I gotta say, so it's a Memorial Day weekend, and I figured out how to tell if someone's married without actually asking, "Are you married?" And here's how you tell. You say, "Okay, it's spring. How many times did you go to Home Depot this weekend?" You don't even say, "Have you gone to Home Depot?" You just say, "How many times have you gone to Home Depot?" And what they will say to you is, "Oh, yeah, well, once, and then, ha, 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 we forgot, I don't know, fucking lumber." I don't know what people are getting there, let alone forgetting. But they always, you know, if you're married, this is the difference between dating and married, I've decided. This is the primary difference, is whether you are going to Home Depot or not on the weekend. That's how you can tell. That's the way to know if somebody is married without saying, "Oh, so are you guys married or what's going on?" You just say, "Oh, how was Home Depot?" If they went there, they're fucking married, believe me. So on this weekend of Home Depot going, I don't have a Home Depot need. You know, I've got a perfectly good shit life that doesn't need constructing or tiles. So I decided to do this open mic. I decided to walk there, even though it's pretty far, because I knew I'd probably have some drinks. I don't know if I've ever talked into a microphone. You know, if a microphone was a breathalyzer and it turned off because you had booze on your breath, I would never, this show would not exist. This would be nothing. You know what I mean? It would go for 2 seconds and then you'd hear a beep, 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 and it would just shut off. You know, I'd have to record one time when I first woke up in the morning, like a, "Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to share us on Facebook." By the way, I'll just tell you right now while I'm drunk and honest, don't fucking do that shit. Fuck that noise. You know, that's idiot Pete just trying to get famous and quit his job. It's never going to happen, so just forget it. So I go walking over there, and I see these bros. You know, it's summer. I have so many things to complain about in summer. You know what I mean? Because there's so many. I don't know where all these people go in the winter. They disappear, and then shitheads just emerge in the summer like fucking insects, man. You know, like the Beatles who are knocking down my door again. Just when I forgot they existed. Here's what happens. All summer, there are Beatles outside my door when I come home at night. In the morning, I go out and there are just parts of shells of beetles. I don't know if these beetles have perished or parts of them fall off and they regrow them. I have no fucking idea what beetle biology is. I don't know if the ants have eaten them and they've succumbed to the ants, or I don't know. I have no answers for you regarding beetles, and I don't care about Googling them. I just want them to die. If I ever Google beetles, it'll just be like, "Beetles fucking die," and see what comes up and hope it's something really helpful for me. You know, I spend a lot of my time being helpful. God forbid someone else help me. Jesus Christ. So, it's summer, and that's when the shitheads come out. It has led me to talk to, I have this kind of segment I like to do on this show where I talk about things that used to be for tough guys and are no longer for tough guys. You know, on this list includes motorcycles and tattoos and things like that and smoking. I have two more to add to that list. Number one is mugshots. If you had a mugshot, people assumed you were like a badass, right? Everyone knows that Frank Sinatra mugshot. If you were a celebrity and you had a mugshot, you were a bad boy. Now who has mugshots? Fucking Amanda Bynes has a mugshot. You know what I mean? For all her problems, I don't think I'd qualify her as a badass. You know what I mean? She's not getting in bar fights. She's not, having... I want people to outrun the cops, but not in the way of, oh yeah, they crashed their Miata into a ditch in L.A. I want it to be, they're in the desert, heading for the fucking border. You know, and then unfortunately they laid a spike strip. The guy drove 50 miles on the fucking rims of his car until they ground down to nothing and he could not drive any further. That is a police chase. You know, not a, well, I failed to pull over, da-da-da-da. I blame O.J. Simpson for that. He ruined the police chase for everyone. You know, all he did was not pull over. That was not a an effective chase. That was bullshit. So mugshots used to be for tough guys. Now they're for the Bineses, the Lohans. You know, we're discussing whether or not a mugshot is a sexy picture. That's a problem. That is not okay. I'm not happy about this. I'm unhappy about everything. But that is one other thing that I'm unhappy about. So that's one. The other one I came up with that used to be for cool, tough guys and now isn't is the automobile, the Mustang. This used to be something to be proud of. You know what I mean? It would be a cool muscle car. Now, it's some space-age piece of shit that seems to be driven by exclusively women. I don't want to berate the female race. I have no problem with that. I just think we need to set some things aside for tough guys. That's all I'm saying. They need some things so we can distinguish them. And if we're going to take away tattoos, motorcycles, mugshots, and muscle cars, we're quickly running out of things for them to distinguish themselves. And no matter how badass the guy, no matter how the shit beaten out of me is beat the shit out of me, if a guy pulls up in a VW Bug and, you know, he's got a Hello Kitty tattoo and then beats the holy bejesus out of me, I still can't respect him. I just can't. It's just not working. Something has gone terribly wrong. You know what I mean? Our society is ruined. Oh, God. That's nice, huh? Right in the mic for you guys. You know, I just don't understand. And motorcycles, I've decided that we need to surrender them, and here's why. So I was walking to this thing because I decided I would probably get drunk there. And I see these two guys on a crotch rocket together. Now, I don't want to turn this into a thing where I say gay as in, that is so gay. Because I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know, two guys on a motorcycle together, fuck it. You know what I mean? It's fun to ride on a motorcycle. You know what I mean? If a guy had a sweet motorcycle and I could get on the back, I probably would. You know? Because it's fun. It's sweet. It's summer. It's a good time. So my problem is not at all related to a guy basically sit-up spooning another guy, you know, which, by the way, just do that. Just grab the guy around the waist. You're on the fucking back of the motorcycle with him. Don't do that thing where you lean back and hold onto the chair and be like, well, this is straight, even though my crotch is firmly lodged in his ass, you know, as long as my arms aren't around him, everything is great, you know. Meanwhile, he's struggling to drive the motorcycle just so you can prove how straight you are. As you're on the back of your friend's motorcycle. I mean, give it a rest. But what I'm saying is, I think that we need to turn the two men on crotch rockets. I really would enjoy if gay men really embraced that as a lifestyle. Because I see these guys on there and they look like shit. You know what I mean? The guy on the back was real out of shape, real thin, and his shirt is like billowing around, and he's wearing a plaid hat with a flat bill cocked to the side. He looked like a real asshole. You know, he's not the kind of guy that I want to see out. He should be in a car because he needs to be contained so I can't see him. I don't want to see him. I want him to be contained in a car. I would love if he had tinted windows. You know what I mean? I would like to get some kind of scholarship going to tint the windows for him if he hasn't done it already. Because then I don't have to see him. You know? I mean, it's like, all right, when I'm in line at the McDonald's, maybe I'll see his arm coming out of the car, and that's the end of our relationship when he rolls away after getting his nuggets. This is why I would like gay men to embrace the crotch rocket riding together lifestyle. It would be a lot more fun for me to be at a stoplight and a ring comes up next to me. It's two guys. I look over. They're in shape, they're well-dressed, and they seem to be having a good time. They're not trying to pretend like they're not doing what they're doing. They're saying, yeah, we are on a motorcycle, we're basically spooning, and if we pulled over, look at how tight these shirts are on us, we would beat the living shit out of you if we chose to. This is the world we live in. You know what I mean? I would be much happier to see that. This would be much more satisfying to me. These are good-looking dudes who could just be on there together, and I'd think, that's nice. That's a nice couple. You know, on a motorcycle together. I mean, I really think couples should be on a motorcycle together, by the way. I mean, let's put it this way. If I had a girlfriend, and she was thinking, you know, and I had a friend, Nicanor. Nicanor comes up to my girlfriend and says, hey, babe, I got this fucking sweet hog. Why don't you jump on the back with me? You know, once a single tear would roll down from my face as they drove away. I'm thinking about this girl just all over my friend and his motorcycle, and I'd think, well, I can't blame her. I would do the same thing. God knows I'd jump on the back of a motorcycle with Nicanor. You know what I mean? So what can I blame her? I can't blame him. He's sharing the love of motorcycling. But yet the tear on my face betrays my true feelings. Okay? So I don't think people should probably be on the back unless they're together. It's just, it's a very intimate thing, you know? I don't know. I mean, it would be tough. It would be tough to be on a motorcycle with someone. It would be very weird for me. In a way, it would be less weird for me to be on a motorcycle and have a dude on it with me, because I'd be like, fuck it, I'm just giving him a ride. This is fun. Than a girl, you know, like my friend's girlfriend. That would be weird. So I'd be like, put your hands on my hips, okay? We're just going to go for a ride. I hope the vibrations don't excite whatever woman genitals you have. God knows what's going on down there, but there it is. So I just think that, like, gay guys on crotch rockets together, this is the perfect thing. They would dress better. Maybe they could get involved in the design of the motorcycles a little bit. And make them look less like, you know, fucking the same guys who designed my toothbrush with weird primary colors and paint splatters and bullshit like that. I mean, your toothbrush and your motorcycle does not need to look like it came out of a goddamn spaceship already. Okay? Established. It's been said on the podcast, so now it's true. But yeah, I don't know. This would be a good develop. I think this is a step forward for everyone. I think everyone would be happier. And then, furthermore, we'd get rid of the douchiest people who are on crotch rockets. Because the guys who are most upset by being mistaken for gay would quit riding the crotch rockets. And those are the douchiest guys. I mean, I don't give a fuck if I get mistaken for gay. You know? If someone thinks I have sexuality, I take that as a compliment. I just leave it at that. I don't say what kind. I don't ask them any further questions. If they just think, hey, would you have sex with? I say, stop right there. Thank you so much, sir or madam. Let's move on. Let's all forget this ugly incident. You know, I don't care what they're going for after that. So I walk there. I decide to have a dinner at a Qdoba. You know, one of these wonderful restaurants. It was really perfect. I don't know why. I don't know who decided this to put Food Network on at the Qdoba. I mean, it seems like a bad choice. I'm watching this guy, this heavyset black man in fucking, I don't know, Kentucky or something, making delicious looking barbecue. Standing in line, and the lady says, you know, do you want me to, what kind of salsa would you like me to slap on this burrito? What kind of watery, flavorless salsa would you like? I'm watching this delicious barbecue sauce being made, you know, cooking overnight. Watching him rub stuff on ribs, you know, with love and care, with his huge black hand. And then, meanwhile, I have this lady saying, which of our salsas would you like that was made 8 days ago? That real good fucking planning, guys. Have that on the goddamn TV. You gotta be fucking kidding me here. Jesus Christ. Then I went to the Walgreens to buy a child's toothbrush because, as you know, I still have the braces. And toothbrushing has become a necessity. This is not like it once was for me. You know, toothbrushing used to be sort of a lark. Be like, oh, you know what? Feeling pretty saucy today. Maybe I'll brush my teeth, huh? Or, you know, hey, maybe I'll meet a girl. I'm going to brush my teeth. It was special. Now it's like, you know, if I use my teeth for their stated purpose, breaking food into smaller pieces, guess I'll brush my teeth. So I have to have a toothbrush at all times. It's necessary. And I've discovered that a smaller toothbrush, now normally I'll buy a travel toothbrush, one of these ones that sort of folds into its own container, because a normal size toothbrush just sticks right out of my pocket. You know, and you see a guy with braces and a toothbrush, I mean, good God. Good God. Toothbrushes are like shotguns, okay? If you use the regular one, it's going to stick way out of your clothes and everyone's going to see it and avoid you. And also, you can saw them off and make them shorter, and then it's all good. You know, no one will have to know, and you can either brush your teeth or kill somebody. It's perfect, either way. Whatever your prerogative. I had this great toothbrush at work. It's called like a Firefly or something. And what it would do is, you know, it would flash and light up. You know, so that you could, and it would go for, I don't know, 3 minutes or something, whatever the recommended brushing time is for kids. So you would know, okay, as long as it's flashing, I'm supposed to brush my teeth. But I could not for the life of me fucking figure out what initiated the flashing and what ended the flashing. So I'd be walking down the hall with my stupid little cup with a toothbrush in it and toothpaste and shit, and it would just be flashing bright red, you know. So it's like, oh, yeah, here's my toothpaste and a tiny travel bottle of Listerine and a small rave happening in my hand in the hallway at work. And this is my new life. So I discovered that a children's toothbrush is a little smaller, and therefore I can carry it. The bad side is, no one fucking makes a toothbrush for kids that's not featuring some character. You cannot just have, oh, this is a Crest toothbrush. And P.S., the toothbrushes for adults are also bullshit. They look like they got beamed down from a fucking UFO. You know what I mean? They all have crazy colors, bright colors, weird circle embellishments on them. All a bunch of UFO bullshit. I've seen Audis with less embellishment than the fucking average toothbrush that you see. You know, I can also tell I've been drinking because I'm gesturing wildly with my hands. If you've ever wondered whether or not you talk with your hands too much, a good sign is if you've hit yourself in the testicles while having a normal conversation at work. Because that's what I do, guys. So, you know, I had to choose between a toothbrush that had Ariel from The Little Mermaid, Dora the Explorer, and Sesame Street. Got the Sesame Street. I was going to pick Ariel because I was like, I don't know, I always had a thing for her. She had a bra that divides science. I like that. But it was too thick. They made the handle of it very thick. You know, I don't know why it needs to be so big. So I got the Sesame Street toothbrush. So, you know, I'm very prepared now, walking over to this open mic with a Sesame Street toothbrush and my belly full of non-delicious barbecue made by a genial black fellow. Really ready to take the world by the tail, huh? So I went over there. It was good. You know, I told this story. I'll tell it to you. So the other day, so at work a lot, people will tell me, hey, Pete, it must be, you know, I mean, I think they're trying to be nice. I think they're trying to not make me feel bad about my life being in total shambles. And they'll say, oh, God. Like, tears are coming to my eyes right now. This is going well. Good thing I'm doing a real wasted show on a Monday, huh? This must be fucking nice. I'm going to pour myself a little booze here. They say, hey, it must be nice to be so free. You know, because everyone I work with is like, oh, it must be nice to be free of things like real relationships and stuff. Which I sort of see, I think I see what they're saying. There's certain, Jesus, banging shit all over. There's certain things, you know, about being in a relationship that are hard. You can't just do whatever you want. I always ask people who are married, I say, let's say your husband wanted to buy an Xbox. How would that work? And they give me answers, and I'm disappointed because I'm like, that's not a fun answer. I mean, basically, the answers are all, well, my husband's not interested in buying a Xbox because he's not a child. And I think, fuck. All right. I have nothing to talk to your husband about, so I guess it's a good thing you married him instead of me and him riding around in a crotch rocket together, huh? Oh, that's more boozy. So, you know, people at work will say, it must be nice to be so free, be able to do what you want. You know, you can take trips. Like last year, I went to New York and Philadelphia and stuff, you know, and they say, it must be nice to be so free, and I think, I don't know if it's about not being married that allows me to make these trips, you know? I mean, when I was in New York, I stayed in this fucking hostel. No bathroom in the room. I peed in the sink probably a dozen times. You know, and the whole thing smelled like crazy, weird cleaning spray that I will never forget. It was punishing. You know, and as I entered the building, I was in total fear. Because there's a sign that said, this building is not meant for human consumption or whatever, you know, not meant to be occupied by humans. And it was me and a bunch of European kids staying there. But you know what? It worked great for me. It was cheap. I was in Manhattan on fucking Broadway. I had a wonderful time. I just don't think I could get like a nice lady to stay there with me. That's the sad part. You know, or I would feel bad about taking someone else. Here's what's fucked up about me. Let's get deep. Let's just get the tears flowing. What's fucked up about me? I would feel bad taking someone through my life. Like, the things that I find acceptable for me, I wouldn't find acceptable for somebody else. You know? I'm fine staying in a shithole hostel, peeing in the sink. The air conditioner is loud as fuck all night. I'm fine with that, for me. But for someone else, I would think, oh, God, I'm not providing, I'm a miserable provider, I'm a bad person, and I hate everything. Myself, everyone else. You know, the whole city of New York. But for me, it was great. So this is the freedom that they're talking about. You know, you have the freedom to do this and that, and I say, well, it's really just about your lifestyle. You know, what you choose to do with your time. Again, I don't go to Home Depot every weekend, so I go to New York one time in my life. By the way, if you've never been to, like, New York or L.A. or any of the big cities, I mean, give me a fucking break. What are you doing with your life? You have to do things. You have to. This is another thing that happens when I'm drunk. I get real trippy. You know, I think, oh, what a good idea it would be to take a trip. I'm going to go somewhere, man. I'm going to go places. Going to be at some other place, and it's going to be real fucking eye-opening. Can't you tell how much I changed since last year? It was in New York. I went to Europe one time. It really opened my mind. Yeah. But you should go places. This is a true thing. So anyway, they say how free I am. And I think to myself, I am pretty free, you know? Live free or die hard. That's my motto. One of those crazy flags, those yellow ones with the snake on it, that I think might be racist, but I don't really know. So I think about, what does freedom look like to me? Because freedom looks like something different depending who you are. For some people, it's an eagle soaring majestically. For some people, it's a Harley blasting across the desert. Airbrushed on the side is an eagle soaring majestically. For some people, it's a van in which they rape children, painted on the side, eagle soaring majestically, you know, and the eagle is pretty much a constant, but the rest of it is really up to you as a person, what freedom means. So I thought about this day. This really happened. I get home, take a deep breath every day when I get home, you know. And it's not because I want to take a deep breath. It's because I have to let out a big sigh. I think a big part of living alone and lonely is sighing a lot. So So I like to start off the day at home with a big sigh just to get things rolling. I do the big sigh. So I take the breath in through my deviated septum, you know. So deviated that the oral surgeon asked if I'd ever had my nose broken. Yeah, fuck you, by the way. That's a real nice thing to ask somebody. You could just say you have a deviated septum. You don't have to. Do you really need to know the origin of it? I mean, would it be comforting to you if I was like, oh yeah, actually my father broke my nose one time because I didn't rake properly. So does that affect your plans coming up here? So I take a deep breath and I smell this smell. Ooh, that smell. Yep, whiskey drunk, huh? Helpful Snowman Radio, whiskey drunk. Smell that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Terrible smell. You know, I don't know what it is at first. So I start looking around. But it's familiar, you know. Rotten chicken, rotten beef. Not that. It's not a new rotten thing. It's something else, you know. And I start heading towards the couch. Realize that the smell, I identify it as asshole. And I don't mean, you know how you go to the perfume counter, they spray the perfume and you walk through it, and that's how you're kind of supposed to perfume yourself, lightly. Not like that. This is thick. Thick, rich, asshole, unmistakable asshole smell. Like, don't imagine, you know, I say, oh, I wiped my ass cheek with my hand, you know, the outer part of my ass. And then there was just a light taint of asshole. No. This is like, I put my finger all the way in my ass, lightly rinsed it off, went about my day for a few hours. Then I went to wipe sweat from my brow and just said, oh my God, what is that funk? And then said, oh my God, that's asshole. That is definitely asshole. It was like that. Deep, dark, rich. You know, it's like the coffee commercials where they have a guy bringing a donkey from the middle of South America to bring you this rich, dark beans. It was like that. But if his baskets were just filled with assholes hanging off of the donkey. He was extremely ill from transporting these assholes to bring you their ass freshness. But here he is. Here he is. So I realize it's coming from the couch. This being my fabulous couch that used to be owned by the principal of my old high school. You know. I mean, this is not where I thought I would be as an almost 30-year-old man. I didn't think I would have a couch that was rejected by a high school principal. It was not up to the standards of a high school principal. You know, all those Cribs episodes where it's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm a high school principal. Check out my couch. Excuse me. So, you know, that's the couch I have. And it's not the couch. It's coming from the blanket I've put over the couch because it's such a fabulous principal couch that I can't just have it out because it would make the rest of my apartment look like shit. You know, it would make everything else look bad. So, you know, I don't want to just have it out in the open, displayed, you know? I can't just bear to do it that way. I'm not that kind of man. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm back. So I can't just do that, you know? I have to have the blanket over it. So I started smelling. And I really kneel down so I can get a good, you know, I did the thing where I grab my pants at the thighs like an old man. You know, they pull them up on the thigh so that they can kneel down without ripping their pants up the crotch. I had to do that move to really hunker down and get a good bead on it, you know, like a fucking bloodhound and say, oh, yeah, that's the smell of an ass. So I got my face buried in it. And I think, why does my principal's couch smell like an ass? I think, is there a dead rat in there? Am I smelling my old principal's ass? And then I think, no, you know what you're smelling? This is where you come home, sit on the couch, and jack off to Kitchen Nightmares. Excuse me, not jack off to Kitchen Nightmares, but while Kitchen Nightmares is happening on the TV, you know, something else is happening on the iPhone. That's the jack off part. But Kitchen Nightmares is the part that sort of makes it, you know, so I don't realize how crazy what I, you know. So I can just ignore the fact that I'm typing something into a phone that says, like, busty Dominican woman in the shower. You know, because that's not going to make me feel good about myself. But if I can just watch someone with a failing kitchen, I'd be like, at least I'm not that motherfucker, huh? What an idiot. I mean, yeah, I'm jacking off to weird crap, but at least I don't have a, you know, old eggplant in the kitchen. So I realize that this asshole smell is from this is my jack-off spot where I sit with an open asshole, beat off. So whenever you think of freedom, I want you to think of me kneeling in front of my couch, jacking off, you know, smelling the smell of the spot where I jack off to Kitchen Nightmares. And identifying that as the smell of my open asshole as opposed to the smell of the open asshole of my high school principal. That's what freedom looks like to me, friends. You know? That's freedom. Ba 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 ba. That's the story I talked about. I mean, it was different from that. I was less drunk. It was less long. But that's about it. You know, it's a bad sign. I don't know. You know what the biggest sacrifice I think I've made for this show and for the website and everything is I try to carry around note cards or a notepad or something. And I'll have these, every once in a while I'll have a big scare because I'll realize I left my note card somewhere or did something. It's not about losing the notes and saying, oh shit, I don't have those notes anymore. It's about thinking to myself, someone is going to find my note cards and it's going to have some note on there about, you know, it just says open asshole. And I'm like, fuck me. I don't want someone to find my note card that just says the phrase open asshole on it. You know, that's not going to be good. That's going to be harmful to my reputation. You know, my hard-earned reputation that I have. Oh, God. I've almost finished a bottle of whiskey, one of the ones I got for my birthday. Van Winkle Special Reserve. It's apparently 12 years old and from Lot B. This is also from Kentucky. Kentucky's real, real famous at whiskey, huh? Maybe that's where I'm meant to be. Where I'm meant to just go give up. Kentucky. Let's see, I have a note on here that says, memory, dad holding me while I hyperventilate. I don't really know what that refers to be honest. This is the thing, I have these note cards, and it says on it, you know, open asshole, and then it says, dad holding me lovingly while hyperventilating. What the fuck are people going to think this is? You know, what is this life that I have going on? I mean, it's like, one second I'm talking about an open asshole, and then the next I'm, you know, oh, I have this tender memory of my father holding me as I hyperventilated. I mean, this is the ruins of a life. You're not even listening to a life anymore. This is the crashing, crumbling down. This is the end, my only friends. So I thought that maybe what we should do, because I think we're about at the halfway point through the year, from my birthday. This is May. And my birthday is in November. So I made this list of things to do before I turn 30. And I thought maybe we should see my progress. Check my progress. Progress check. Like a report card. But, you know, when you're not done, a progress report, is that what they're called? Where they say, oh, yep, your kid's still dumb. So, still dumb. So let's go through these cards and see how I'm doing. I'm feeling this is going to be a depressing time for me. But here we go. Card number one, blow $100 in bizarre fashion. Have not done that. Card number two, get a breathalyzer. That I did do. I was given that as a Christmas gift. You could probably get it and see how I'm doing right now. You know. I heard someone say, by the way, let's get political, huh? Someone said they're trying to lower the breathalyzer limits. Right now it's 0.08. So you can basically drink a beer over an hour and be okay. And after that, you're fucked. But they're trying to reduce it. So you couldn't even have a... So basically, you cannot drink anytime during the day and then drive that same day. I think that's bullshit, and let me tell you why. Do the research, do the math. Most of the drunk driving homicides and whatnot, the guy is way over 0.08. Way. You know? It's not like he's right on the cusp and thought he should drive, or that he's at 0.04 and that's what caused the accident. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. Jesus Christ. I keep saying, here's what they need to do, because I think I could drive. They need to, oh God, someone mark this show, so if I ever get arrested, I can immediately delete it, you know? But here's what they need to do. You go to the DMV, you take the driver's test, and they say, all right, you can drive. Then you slam a beer, wait 10 minutes, take it again, and they say, all right, you still passed. You slam another beer. Wait 10 minutes. Go again. You just keep going until you fail. When you fail, you immediately blow in the breathalyzer. And then that reading goes on your license and it says, all right, if you're above this, if you're at this or above, you are unfit to drive. Let's see. Here's a goal. Have something atypical vended to me. That has not happened. You know, I've not been to Japan, so that's no good. Here's one. Write a will. I started doing that, and then I just said, fuck it. You know, I don't really care. I'd rather just throw everything away before I die. So, not accomplished. Although, I still need to do that for entertainment value, right? Ride a top 10 roller coaster. That's a no. Take a road trip. I haven't done that, however, I thought of one, you know, that would be good. So, you know, one of my life goals is to be in all 50 states, because I just am an old fucking idiot at heart. And I thought, well, I could drive north, it's not that far to Montana. And then after going north, go right, whatever direction that is, and go to North Dakota, which I've never been to. Then come back down through, back to Colorado. This would be like a 4-day trip, it'd be a great show, but I haven't done it yet. Ride the Durango Silverton Railroad. Oh, God, that's clearly from when I was happy. Create a Greeley bar crawl. Maybe for my birthday. Brew beer. Fuck that shit. Lucero family picnic. I don't think that's happening this year. I don't know. I mean, in the past, it's kind of been announced about this time of year, so I don't know. I mean, if it doesn't happen, what am I supposed to do? You know what I mean? How am I supposed to go? Should I just look it up right now? You can hear these weird keystrokes in the microphone. I don't know. I need to get like a carpet or a coaster for my thing. Lucero Family Picnic. See, these are all from 2012. That doesn't work. Make your plans now. Hotel info. Lucero Family Picnic. But I think this is old. Old news. You know? I mean, yeah, this is from 2012. So I don't know if this is even a thing this year. I may have missed my only chance to go, which is my one chance every year before this year to go. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. I mean, they're going to Europe in September. I don't know. They did a CD. They have a birthday. No news about the family picnic. I hate websites. They have a thing called social. What is this? Is that where it is? You have a forum. Is that the word? This is really annoying, you guys. I'm going to look up picnic. I know this is thrilling to the rest of you, but Jesus Christ, guys, I'm turning 30. Oh, 2012. I don't think this is happening this year. All right, I'm fucked. Get an action figure of myself made. I have not done that. Learn to open my car while it's locked. Have not done that. Take a boxing class. Haven't done that. Finish Amazing Spider-Man. Not done. This is getting depressing. Pistol class? No. Week of 7 radio shows? No. Ride sand dunes in the ATV? Okay, that was a drunk one. Fly first class? No. See a space shuttle launch? Is this me? Did I do these? What was I fucking thinking? Letter to bring Voodoo Donut to Denver. Oh, that's interesting. Word on the street. Now, I did not write this letter. However, word on the street is that Voodoo Donut is coming to Denver. I had like 3 different people tell me this. Very exciting. I guess I'm the most donut-centric person that most people know, which I'm fine with. Voodoo Donut coming to Denver. I'm going to put that in the completed list, even though I didn't write the letter, because fuck it, it's happening. Marathon show that I did on my birthday, I think. I did it. I know I did it. We did it for show number 100. It was great. I got real wasted. You know, there was a cake. Everything was good. 24 hours of silence? No. Mall of America. Everyone keeps laughing at me for this one. Why would you want to go to the Mall of America? Fuck you. That's why. Finish The Legend of Zelda. Haven't done it. Open mic. Did that. Do some day drinking. Haven't really done that. I'm going to put that in the no, but, you know, that'll be an easy one. Come November if I haven't finished it. Hold a book I've written in my hands. Nope. Good pizza recipe. We'll have to have Val here because she ate a pizza that I made. I wasn't super impressed, but I think it went okay. You know, I think I'm satisfied with the pizza recipe I've got. Simple, delicious, fresh ingredients. You could open a restaurant. There you go. So I've done 5 of the things. And how many have I not done? Allow me to count for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, God. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Good. So I've done 5 out of 25. 1/5, is that the ratio? Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I got plans. I'm not going to let me down. I'm not going to let you down. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, my God. Everything's going to be fine. Hold back the tears. Blink back those hot tears. Okay, I think that's all we have for today, isn't it? I mean, now that we've done that update, and I did do the one thing, right? So that's like a start towards getting things done. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. Like I said earlier in the show, to ignore, don't ignore it. Share on Facebook. Tell people if you love this show, if it's something that you enjoy. Let's make this big, you know? I promise, if I get famous and I can still, you know, do this for a living, I promise you I'll still be very depressing and fun. You know, don't worry that it's like, oh, now that he's sold out, he's not fun anymore because he's not depressed. I'll still be real fucking depressed, okay? Also, summer is here, so if you yell at me out of a window as a girl, if you yell like woo or something, please only do that if you actually want to have sex with me. I'm not saying you have to have sex with me, but it's just like, we talk about irony a lot. I think people are ironically yelling at me out the window. Woo! You know, irony has really peaked, I think. After this summer, maybe we'll see a decline in irony. Because if people are yelling me out the window that they want to have sex, which is what catcalling is, I think. That could only be ironic, and it will end at the end of the summer. So we'll have to find something besides irony. And that's going to be a lot of work, so if you cannot do that, that'd be great. Yeah. Okay. I'm bursting into tears, so have a great week.
Listening to the radio a long, long time ago. Damn near strangled by my appetite. Ybor City on a Friday night. Couldn't even stand upright. So high the street girls wouldn't take my pay. She said, come see me on a better day. She just danced away.